11. Preparing for your test. This chapter gives details of the tests within the Authority Skills Development Program and how they are administered. It also provides a sample of the types of question that you can expect in these tests. Testing in the Skills Development Program. The SPSV Driver Entry Test. The Industry Knowledge Test. The Area Knowledge Test. Test Administration. What you need to know for the Industry Knowledge Test. What you need to know for the Area Knowledge Test. Testing in the Skills Development Program. The National Transport Authority's Skills Development Program for the SPSV industry includes procedures for testing and certifying operators' knowledge of the industry and its regulatory framework and of the area in which they operate. The principal test in the program is the SPSV Driver Entry Test, which must be passed by all applicants for an SPSV driver license, with the exception of applicants for local area Hackney driver licenses. This test consists of two modules, the Industry Knowledge Module and the Area Knowledge Module. These two modules may also be administered as separate tests for existing SPSV driver license holders. The Industry Knowledge Test. Existing SPSV driver license holders are encouraged to take the Industry Knowledge Test in order to obtain the authority certification and the Area Knowledge Test. Existing SPSV driver license holders who wish to be licensed to stand or apply for hire in an additional county must take the Area Knowledge Test for that county. The SPSV Driver Entry Test. The SPSV Driver Entry Test is designed to verify that, as a new entrant to the industry, you know the regulatory framework for the SPSV industry, as set out in the Taxi Regulation Act 2013 and the Taxi Regulation, Small Public Service Vehicle Regulations 2015. Note 1. See www.irishstatutebook.ie for all legal texts that you are familiar with good practice in the industry and that you have a good working knowledge of the county in which you wish to operate. To pass the SPSV Driver Entry Test, you must pass both the Industry Knowledge Module and the Area Knowledge Module for your chosen county. The pass mark for both is 75%. When you first sit the SPSV Driver Entry Test, you complete both modules. Should you fail one module but pass the other, you are then allowed to repeat the failed module only. However, if you fail to pass both modules within 1 year of your original test, you will have to start again by resitting the complete SPSV Driver Entry Test. The Industry Knowledge Test. The Industry Knowledge Module consists of 54 questions relating to regulations and good practice in the SPSV industry, as set out in this manual. Note 2. See www.irishstatutebook.ie for all legal texts. The test lasts approximately 1 hour and 10 minutes. You should allow an extra 20 minutes for a tutorial at the beginning of the test and a survey at the end. For drivers who are already licensed. SPSV drivers who were licensed before the introduction of the Skills Development Programme are strongly encouraged to take the Industry Knowledge Test. Purple identification cards are issued to drivers who pass the Industry Knowledge Test, having already been licensed in the industry before 2009. The Area Knowledge Test. The Area Knowledge Test is designed to verify that you have a good working knowledge of the county in which you wish to operate. For each county, the test consists of 36 questions and lasts approximately 35 minutes. You should allow an extra 20 minutes for a tutorial at the beginning and a survey at the end of the test. The National Transport Authority may also require a license holder to sit and pass the area knowledge test prior to renewal of their license. For drivers who wish to be licensed for an additional county, existing SPSV driver license holders who wish to be licensed to stand or apply for hire in an additional county must take the area knowledge test for that county. Test administration. Applying for a test. SPSV tests can be taken in any one of 5 test locations around the country, and you can arrange to take your test at a time and location that is convenient. When you feel that you are sufficiently prepared, you can apply for a test by calling 0761-064-000. You will need your contact details, your PPS number, a full Irish driving license or a driving license from another EU, EEA or other recognised state, and the test fee, which can be paid by credit or debit card, cheque or postal order. If you have any special requirements, please specify them at the time of booking. There are various options available to assist candidates with special reading needs in taking the test. You can apply to have extra time to take your test or request one-to-one assistance. For further information, please call 0761-064-000 or visit www.nationaltransport.ie. Your test appointment. When your application has been processed, you are notified by email or post of the date, time and location of your test, and reminded of the documentation that you must take with you to the test. Before the test. When you arrive at the test centre, your identification is checked. Bring your current driving licence with you for this purpose. Once your identification and relevant documentation have been validated, your personal belongings are stored in a secure locker and you are taken to a workstation to complete the test. Taking the test. To take the test, you use a mouse or touch screen to answer questions that are presented to you on a computer screen. Each question is presented along with a number of alternative answers. In some cases, only one of the answers presented is correct, and you are asked to select the answer you think is correct by clicking on or touching your chosen option. In other cases, you are asked to identify which 2 of the answers presented are correct by selecting them in the same way. Before the test starts, a short demonstration will show you how to answer the questions. You do not need to be able to use a computer to take the test. Within each group of questions, you can cancel and change your answers, and if you skip a question, you can go back and answer it before proceeding to the next section. Once you finish a section, however, you cannot go back, so you should ensure you have reviewed all questions in the section before proceeding. Conduct during the test. All tests are monitored by an invigilator and recorded on CCTV. Candidates must not confer with one another, must not refer to any written material, and must not use a mobile phone or other device during the test. Any breach of these rules will disqualify the candidate. The results. Your test is scored automatically and you get the results immediately. If you pass both modules, the National Transport Authority, presents you with the relevant SPSV, Skills Development Certificate, at the test centre on the day. If you fail both modules, you are given a report with details of how to apply for a retest. If you pass one module and fail the other, you are given a report with details of how to apply for a retest in the module you failed. You must pass the second module within 1 year of passing the first. What you need to know for the industry knowledge test. This manual covers the industry knowledge you need for the test. If you study it, you will learn the SPSV regulations and other topics that may be tested. The questions in the table below will give you an idea of the type of questions asked in the industry knowledge module of the SPSV driver entry test or in the industry knowledge test. Sample questions. Industry knowledge. Which of the following describes a taxi standing for hire? A. The taxi is parked on a road. B. The taxi is stationary and available for hire. C. The taxi is in motion and available for hire. D. The taxi has a passenger and is en route. The fixed payment offence. Failure to display a tamper-proof disc carries a penalty of A. €40 B. €60 C. €80 or D. €250. All SPSV drivers must provide the National Transport Authority with details of the SPSV they will be operating. A. True or B. False. How many weeks prior to the expiry date are drivers advised to renew their SPSV driver licenses? A. 6 weeks. B. 8 weeks. C. 10 weeks. Or D. 12 weeks. The charge per kilometre on Tariff A premium rate of the national maximum taxi fare is A. €1.35 B. €1.57 C. €1.10 or D. €1.75. The charge per kilometre on Tariff B premium rate of the national maximum taxi fare is A. €1.35 B. €1.57 C. €1.50 or D. €1.75. The charge per kilometre on Tariff A special premium rate of the national maximum taxi fare is A. €1.45 B. €1.57 C. €1.75 or D. €1.95. Which of the following is found on a taxi's in-vehicle information card? A. Vehicle registration number. B. Operator's name. C. Taxi license number. D. Information on how to understand a taxi fare. On a map with a scale of 1:450,000, a distance measured on the map is A. 450 times smaller than it is on the ground. B. 4,500 times smaller than it is on the ground. C. 45,000 times smaller than it is on the ground. Or D. 450,000 times smaller than it is on the ground. What you need to know for the area knowledge test. In order to deliver a quality customer service, SPSV operators need a comprehensive knowledge of the county in which they are operating. For that reason, the area knowledge test is a core part of the National Transport Authority's SPSV driver entry test. existing operators intending to ply or stand for hire in an additional county must also pass this test for the additional county. The Area Knowledge Test is designed to ensure that you are sufficiently familiar with the county in which you wish to become licensed as an SPSV driver, so that you can provide an effective and efficient service to your customers. The table on the next page shows the main topics that are tested, and the table on page 116 provides sample questions, which will give you an idea of the type of questions asked in the Area Knowledge module of the SPSV Driver Entry Test or in the Area Knowledge Test. Building up your knowledge. Here are some tips for building up the local knowledge you will need to pass the Area Knowledge Test. Examine street and road maps to get an overall view of the main roads and districts in the county. Focus on one district at a time and use a map to identify the location of all the main roads and places of interest, such as hospitals and stations, as listed in the table on the next page. Go out and physically explore a district armed with a map. Walking or cycling may enable you to explore a district more thoroughly. You might find it easier to do this at off-peak times. You can stop and start as you wish. Examine your map and read place names. Pay attention to details such as one-way streets, cul-de-sacs and street names. And drive around the same district you just walked or cycled round and make sure you know how to find your way around the road layouts and one-way systems. Drive safely. Refer to the map only when your vehicle is stationary. Key information needed for the Area Knowledge Test. Urban centres. You will need a detailed knowledge of one-way systems, street names, housing estates, districts, adjoining streets, routes to other towns or villages, national roads and motorways. You will need to know the numbers of national roads and motorways. For example, the N3 or M1. Questions may reference the main routes out of the county being tested. For example, an applicant in Laois might be asked what road links Laois and Dublin. Places of interest. You will need to be able to name the streets in your county on which places of interest in the following categories are located: hospitals and medical centres, nearest airports. The nearest airport might not be located within your operating area. Local ferries and boat services. Transport terminals, for example, bus, train, Lewis. Hotels and holiday centres. Stadiums and prominent club grounds. Sports clubs, for example, golf clubs, yacht clubs or tennis clubs. Major landmarks and tourist attractions. Sporting and leisure facilities, for example, swimming pools, bowling alleys, cinemas, theatres and libraries. Shopping centres and retail parks. Public buildings and amenities. Industrial estates and business parks. Well-known pubs, restaurants and nightclubs. Schools, universities and other educational institutions. Garda stations. Towns and villages. You will need to know the location of all towns and villages within your operating area in relation to all regional and national routes. Questions in the test may reference towns and other locations in counties bordering on the county being tested. For example, an applicant in Kilkenny might be asked about routes to Waterford City or New Ross. Sample questions. Area knowledge. The table below shows the type of question you can expect in the Area Knowledge module of the SPSV Driver Entry Test, or in the Area Knowledge Test. Urban Centers, One-Way Streets. Thomas Davis Street runs one way between which of the following streets? Dublin. A. John Dillon Street to Francis Street. B. Francis Street to Mead Street. C. Francis Street to John Dillon Street. D. Mead Street to Francis Street. Urban Centres. Districts. Taking the most direct route from Black Rock to Merrion Square, which of the following districts would you pass? Dublin. A. Booterstown, Merrion and Ball's Bridge. B. Booterstown, Mount Merrion and Donnybrook. C. Stillorgan, Mount Merrion and Donnybrook. Or D. Merrion, Sandy Mount and Irish Town. Urban Centres. Housing Estates. Off which road in Arklow is the Maples housing estate located? Wicklow. A. Dublin Road. B. C Road. C. Cool Greeny Road. Or D. Wexford Road. Towns and Villages, or National Roads and Motorways. Travelling on the N25 from Middleton towards Youghal, which of the following town or village centres would you pass through? Cork. A. Castle Martyr, Killay. B. Ballinacora, Cloyne. C. Carrig Toohill, Glaunthorne. Or D. Ladies Bridge and Girta Roo. Places of interest. Hospitals. On which street is the Coombe Hospital located? Dublin. A. Dolphin Road. B. Dolphin's Barn Street. C. Cork Street. Or D. Parnell Road. Places of interest. Public buildings and amenities. Where is Nina Town Hall located? Tipperary. A. McDonough Street. B. Banba Square. C. Sarsfield Street. Or D. Kenyon Street. Places of interest. Major landmarks and tourist attractions. Which of the following is not a tourist attraction in Cork? Cork. A. Derrynane House. B. Dorsey Island Cable Car. C. Skull Planetarium. Or D. The Jameson Experience. Urban Centres. Street Names. In Clonmel, which street does not adjoin Queen Street? Tipperary. A. St. Oliver Plunkett Terrace. B. Bolton Street. C. William Street. Or D. Cashel Road. National Roads and Motorways. Which national road connects Galway City and Headford? Galway. A. The N6. B. The N17. C. The N59. Or D. The N84.